Hello, villager. My name is Brewster, and you're listening to Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. It's time to sit down, kick back, relax, grab your favorite blend of coffee, and enjoy the show. Hello, villager. We are back for another pre-New Horizon episode of Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. My name's Brewster, and I'm going to apologize up front here if you hear any noises in the background. We acquired a relatively new kitten, so he's kind of just discovering his tail, so he's destroying the place down here. So, any noises in the background, that's the reason for that, so sorry about that. But as I mentioned, of course, this is another pre-New Horizon episode. Unfortunately, I really wish we had the game in hand right now so I can play it, but it is Valentine's Day that I'm recording this on, so hopefully everyone enjoyed their day. And we still haven't gotten a Nintendo Direct on Animal Crossing, so I really don't know what to think about that at this point. We have had some news come trickling out of Nintendo with a few different things that we're going to go over a little bit later in the episode, and we're also going to be bringing back an old segment that we did years ago. But I have a reason to bring it back today, so I'm pretty excited about that. So a little bit of news we're going to go over here first, which I thought was something that we knew about in the past from E3 conference last year, but some people seem to have forgotten about it, and now, since they realized it, you know, some people are upset, which I can see to some degree, but they are saying that you're only allowed one island per Nintendo Switch console. So that doesn't mean per account on the console, it's just one island total. So if you have, you know, four different profiles on your Nintendo Switch, you all have to share the same island. For me, I've always played the game solo in my household, so I'm not really too upset about that. On the GameCube, I did play with my brother, but he had his own copy of the game, so that didn't really matter, which was fun back then because you were able to swap out the memory cards and just travel through the towns. But having only one island per console, like I said, some people are upset. It doesn't really bother me. But I could see where they're coming from. It would be nice to have, you know, if you had your own profile, you really want your own village, basically. And the thing is, with the old ones, if you shared a town, like if I got up early and I got on the game first, if I was the one that went and dug up the fossils and, you know, harvested my fruits and all that stuff, it would not be there for the second person. So, you know, it is always nice that you would have your own things to do in there, because if someone does get on there first, hopefully it you know, they found a way to work around that where maybe it's replenished for the other player, but I guess we're gonna have to wait and find out for that. And also, it was brought to our attention, it seemed like it was on the back of a download card in Germany, but it did have a little bit of information about Animal Crossing. It is a 6.2 gigabyte download, and it does offer amiibo support. So that is leading me to the question, what will the amiibo support do? In New Leaf, when they added the whole welcome amiibo thing, you were able to bring villagers in. I enjoyed that because you're able to see a familiar face or get the villager you want into your town. But at the same time, I always enjoyed the aspect of just seeing who showed up. So I don't really know what they're going to be doing with the amiibo support in this, but hopefully it's something cool because, in my opinion, and it seems like a popular opinion, amiibo is kind of on its way out, it seems. I hope not, because the cards were pretty neat. I don't have the whole set. I'm not even sure how many I have, but it was always something neat. And plus, always having some physical Animal Crossing stuff is pretty cool. And then one other piece of news that has people upset, which I could understand to some point, is the no cloud save. After that news did come out, Nintendo did say they're working on a solution for it for Nintendo Online subscribers. But basically, having no cloud saves would mean if your Nintendo Switch got lost or stolen, you wouldn't be able to download your town from a cloud onto your new console. So some people say that that's because, you know, there's workarounds and then you can duplicate items and basically break the system by doing it that way. So I could see it to some degree, because that does ruin the game once you could get in there and just get any item you want. I did do that in Wild World. I used to have one of those action replays, and I did kind of like a service where people would order items from you, and then you would just use the codes, get your items, and then they could come to your town and then pick them up, or you would deliver them. It was fun for a while, but that was after I played the game and got as much out of it as I wanted. Then I wanted to just you know, completely play the game differently. So that's why I set up a store and I would just deliver items or have people come in and get them. It was a fun way to play. I mean, it was definitely done after I was doing everything I wanted to do in the game because it does break the system. And then one other piece of news is that the game is now also available to pre-download on the Nintendo eShop.
This is a Brewster's Roost special report.
So the ESRB rating for Animal Crossing New Horizons has been updated, and it does say there will be downloadable content. So what I'm kind of hoping they mean by downloadable content would be something like certain outfits maybe you can download and, you know, get sets only that way. I don't know how much I would like to pay for something like that. I'm really hoping that it's not anything like what they did with Pocket Camp. I never got the value out of that subscription. I didn't actually pay for it because I didn't play that game enough. I have been playing it a lot more lately just because I'm really wanting to do some Animal Crossing stuff, and that's my best bet right now. But I'm also thinking something cool would be if there's certain times of the year you can buy blueprints, and then maybe there's a certain set you can build at, we'll just say Christmas time. You know, you'll have your snowman set and your Christmas stuff, but maybe there's something, if you purchase blueprints, you can craft special things just for that time of the year. Obviously, you could keep it after that, but that's the only time you could buy the blueprints. So I'm not really too sure what I'm looking to get out of downloadable content. I think it'll be a nice thing because then that just, hopefully it's something that they're always going to be expanding and building on, and then we'll always have new stuff to look at, but we're going to really have to wait and see on that.
And now, back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Well, even though today's Valentine's Day, I don't know if you got a chance to check it out, but if you went to play.nintendo.com over the last couple of days, they did have some Animal Crossing-themed Valentine's cards that you could print out. They were pretty funny. And then following some of the Animal Crossing accounts that I do on Instagram, some other people have been making some pretty funny ones and posting them up. I don't know if they're going to keep them up there after Valentine's Day, but if you didn't check them out, maybe go on there and take a peek. I would like to take a moment out of the show here to give a big thank you and a reminder that if you would like to support what I do here, you can always support me over at ko-fi.com/Brewster. So I just wanted to take this moment to really thank one of my new supporters over there, and I just wanted to give out a big thank you to Wing. Thank you very much for the support. I appreciate it. So one more news item before I get into an old segment, and then I'm going to finish up the show with something I really just thought about the other day, and I really think it would be cool if they implemented into the game. But if you haven't pre-ordered the game yet, there are some other neat little pre-order bonuses that are popping up in the US. Some of the other countries out there have gotten a lot cooler stuff than we did over here, but if you haven't pre-ordered that yet, maybe just poke around a little bit and you'll see something that you like. And as far as the Animal Crossing console goes, that has becoming a little harder to find. Sometimes it'll be in stock, then out of stock. So if you really had your eyes set on that one, if you do see it in stock somewhere, maybe go ahead and pre-order that if you would like. Or if not, I'm sure you'll be able to get it once it hits the stores. But with the pre-orders coming in and out, I don't know how many of them are going to be out there in the stores. So as far as an old segment that I've done years ago on the show that I'm going to be bringing back, it is called Pete's Mailbag. So obviously this is going to be feedback from you guys that I've gotten. I've had some fun interaction with everybody lately on Instagram and Twitter, so I'm going to go over a couple of those things here. So I posted over on Instagram about the ESRB rating that they now added the in-game purchases, and I got a little bit of feedback on that that I want to go over. So user Jana was not too excited about this, so she wrote in, she said that this is the last straw for me. Animal Crossing is plagued with bad decisions that were only made to make more money from fans who waited way too long for this game. From forcing you to buy a whole new console if you want an island of your own, to no way to transfer slash save as you want, and now this. This might be the first Animal Crossing I will not buy. Hashtag not my Animal Crossing. Your hashtag did make me laugh. Then they wrote back and they said that they saw how much money that they can press out of people from Pocket Camp, and now they're trying the same with this game. But I definitely understand your frustrations, especially if you did go in pay for it on Pocket Camp. The only thing I can say about that is we've had Pocket Camp for a while now, and if you did play it regularly, you did get a lot of game time out of it, so throwing them a buck or two here and there is not too bad of an idea. Then user AC_WHORE wrote in and said, hopefully the only thing that you can buy is like different outfits from other games, like a squid hat from Splatoon or Mario's overalls or something. I really hope it isn't something like the fortune cookies from Pocket Camp, because I hate those so much. Just let me get the things that I want. I just hope that the DLC is 100% optional. It is possible that the in-game purchase could be something to do with Switch Online, I'm not too sure. Yeah, like I said before, I'm really hoping it's something completely different from what they did with Pocket Camp. I would definitely support being able to buy some outfits. And then my newest supporter over on coffee.com/Brewster wrote in, and Wing said, I think it'll be alright. Nintendo has always been pretty good with their console games. It makes me a bit excited, to be honest, because it means that there will most likely be regular updates to the game. I'm hoping that they'll have DLCs or expansions a year or two into the game's lifespan. I wouldn't mind paying for that at all. Just no Pocket Camp-style leaf tickets or cookies, please. Seems like a lot of people are on the same page about the Pocket Camp stuff. Now if I dip into Pete's mailbag a little bit deeper here, I also did post on Instagram a question for everyone to answer. I said, what is something that you want them to bring to New Horizons from past games, and then something that you don't want them to bring over? Then Thizzle Crossing replied to that, and they said, mean animals from GameCube. But I don't know if they mean they want them to come back, or if that's something they don't want them to bring over. I'm assuming it's something they want them to bring over, because anytime they get rid of something, it kind of makes you always want it back. But I agree, I always thought the different villager types were a lot of fun. So on that note, I'm going to close up Pete's mailbag, because that leads me into my final thing I want to discuss on this show today. So I'm going to close up the mailbag, and if anyone has any comments, questions, or anything, you could email the show, brewstersroost@gmail.com. Or you could also follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, both at Brewster's Roost, and then interact with me and we'll discuss stuff on the next episode. So the topic that this leads me into that I want to close the show out with is something that I would like brought back. So you're going to have Nintendo Switch Online if you want to do some of the online interactions in this game, from what I'm reading. So one of the things I think I would like them to bring back is, with the Nintendo Switch Online, you have access to Nintendo games and Super Nintendo games. In the GameCube version of Animal Crossing, you were able to dig up Nintendo game consoles and basically play old Nintendo games. They were the full version games. I had the basement of my house in-game just littered with these little Nintendos, and I would go down there and just play the games. I think that would be something cool that they could bring back. If you dig up a Nintendo, if you're a Nintendo Switch Online subscriber, when you get into your house, you could drop it down and then you could play one of the games that's included in Nintendo Switch Online. I don't know, I just thought that would be something neat that they could bring back. It was always fun to dig one up and then just be so excited that you have a new game to play. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and wind down the show. I really appreciate you guys listening, and I appreciate the interaction I had with you guys during this week. So like I said before, listen to the end of the show. You're going to get all the contact information. Feel free to send me anything you want. And next week, we're going to go over a few more things and hopefully get some more information, possibly a Nintendo Direct. That would be great. So until next time, thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Brewster's Roost, an Animal Crossing podcast. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows. While you're there, make sure that you rate and review the show. You can follow the show notes and see anything that I talked about on this episode over at brewstersroost.blogspot.com. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, both at Brewster's Roost, and you can also email me with any comments, questions, or suggestions at brewstersroost@gmail.com. And finally, if you want to turn the tables and buy me a cup of coffee, you can do so over at ko-fi.com/brewster, where you can make a small $3 donation that will help fund the show. Again, thanks for listening. Now don't let that cup of coffee cool too much.